This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
رحمات سيقت إلينا من سماوات علا.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله رحمة للعالمين وقدوة للمؤمنين ومحجة للسالكين وحجة للعباد أجمعين. أنار الله به العقول وشرح به الصدور وفتح به أعينًا عميًا وآذانًا صمًا وقلوبًا غلفًا. فاللهم اجزه خير ما أجزيت نبيًا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته ورسالته. وصل اللهم وزد وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى جميع من استن بسنته واقتفى بأثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى، فإنه من يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. All praises due to Allah alone. In Him we seek aid and assistance, and to Him we turn both in repentance and for forgiveness. Truly, He whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can mislead, and He whom Allah leaves to go astray, there is none who can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship save Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is both His servant and His messenger. The blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in our lives are that which we can never enumerate, that which we can never count, that which we can never fully comprehend or understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. Were you to count or to try to enumerate the blessings of Allah, لَا تُحْسُوهَا, you will never be able to do so. You will never be able to gather all of them. And this is because most of the blessings of Allah are beyond even our comprehension and awareness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says as well in the Qur'an, وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. That He is the one who has enveloped you. He is the one who has immersed you in His blessings. ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. Those that are apparent, those which you know, those which you can sense. وَبَاطِنًا. And those that are hidden, that you don't even know, don't even realize that Allah has given you these blessings. And so because of this, gratitude is essential in the life of the mu'min, the life of the believer. And the scholars commented saying that gratitude is half of our deen, half of our religion, half of our faith. And today we will investigate the topic of what it means to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how we can be grateful and thankful to Allah azza wa jal. Realize, my brothers and sisters, that our very existence, our purpose of living, what is ingrained in our fitrah, our innate human disposition, is the concept of thanking the Creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Allah says, we created humans, we created men from, you know, fluids, and we gave them the ability to hear and to see. So Allah created us and gave us our intellectual faculties, our ability to hear, to see, to understand. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ. And we guided him to the path. Whether through our fitrah or through the revelation of the prophets, Allah guided us to the truth. What is the purpose of all of this? إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Either he is shakir, either he is grateful to Allah, or he is kafura, or he is someone who has denied Allah, rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were created and given these blessings of understanding for this very moral question. إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Will you be grateful to Allah or will you reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And notice that in this verse and in fact throughout the Qur'an, Allah makes these two things the opposite of each other. Shakur, shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gratitude to Allah, and kufr, disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah uses these two as opposites of each other. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Allah says, remember me, I will remember you. And be grateful to me and do not do kufr. Be grateful to me and do not disbelieve. So Allah uses appreciation, thankfulness, gratitude to Allah on the one hand, and kufr in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the other. And this is because the greatest denial of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest denial, the greatest kufr, what is kufr more than the denial of the blessings of Allah azza wa jal? The greatest form of ingratitude is to deny the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His right to be worshipped. And so the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us are also of the purpose of testing us to see whether we will be thankful for these blessings or not. When Sulaiman alayhi salam witnesses the magnificent power that Allah gives him, that when he asks for the throne of Bilqis to be brought to him, and it is brought to him in the blink of an eye, and Sulaiman witnesses this power that Allah gave him, he says, قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضِّ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُونِي أَأَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. He said, this is from the bounty of my Lord to test me. أَأَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. Will I be thankful? Will I be grateful? Or will I disbelieve? فَمَنْ شَكَرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌ كَرِيمٌ. Whoever is grateful, they are grateful for the benefit of themselves. And whoever rejects, whoever disbelieves, then indeed Allah is free of need and He is full and He is generous Himself. And so the point of blessings is this, a test to see how we will act with it. Will we be grateful to Allah or will we deny? And realize that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses shukr as the opposite of kufr, He's also telling us that shukr is intertwined with iman. Faith in Allah is intertwined with gratitude. If shukr is the opposite of kufr, then shukr and iman are synonyms of one another. You cannot have iman without being grateful to Allah azza wa jal. And you cannot be grateful to Allah without having iman. If you are grateful of Allah, you must already have faith in Allah, understanding of Allah azza wa jal, awareness of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more grateful you are to Allah, the more faith you will have in Him. And the more faith you have in Him, the more grateful you will be. These two are interwoven and interconnected to each other. And shukr, as the scholars have said, gratitude has a number of pillars. Number one of the pillars of gratitude is humility. That it is necessary for the one who is grateful to have a sense of humility to the one who has given him and the one who has blessed him. Because for you to truly be grateful, you need to recognize your own need. That you are in need of what you have been given. What has been bestowed upon you. And if the person is arrogant, then they haven't truly understood that there is a blessing that they have been given. Second, is that you appreciate and you love the one who has blessed you. Of the pillars of gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, is that you appreciate and you love the one who has blessed you. If a human being does a big favor for you, they give you a job, they loan you some money, a human being does something out of the ordinary or above and beyond to help you with something, when you see that person, you feel more respect for them. When you see that person, you feel more love for that person. They helped you at a certain time in your life. If this is our attitude to human beings, what should our attitude be to the one who has blessed us with every blessing in our lives? And even the things that other humans have given you, who is the one who sent you those humans to begin with? It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is responsible for every blessing you've enjoyed, directly or indirectly. And so what should our love be for the one who has given us? What should our respect be for the one who has blessed us? And Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, the heart has been created to show love to the one who has shown it love. Our hearts in general, somebody shows love to you, you immediately want to show love back to that one. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla has shown us the greatest love and blessings than anyone else. The third pillar is to act upon the blessings in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine if someone gave you a gift, they gave you a car. Would you take that car and harm that person with it or use it in a way that is displeasing to that person? If somebody gave you money, would you take that money and then flaunt it in a way or use it in a way that is disrespectful to the one who gave it to you? If they gave you the car, would you destroy their property with it? Of course not. You would feel a sense of gratitude to the person who gave you. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلَ الْأَعْلَى. To Allah belongs the most perfect examples. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us And therefore, for us to show our gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, it means that we use the blessings that Allah has given us in a way that is pleasing to Him. And we see this in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is spending all night praying to Allah Azza wa Jal, and Aisha radiallahu anha looks at the feet of the Prophet and they are cracking and bleeding from how much he is standing in tahajjud, from how much he is standing in qiyam al-layl praying to Allah. And she said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, atasna'u hadha wa qad ghafara Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar. She said, O Messenger of Allah, you're doing all of this, your feet are literally bleeding, and Allah has already forgiven your sins. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, qala ya Aisha, afala akuna 'abdan shakura? He said, O Aisha, should I not be a grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah gave me this life, should I not use this life to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah gave me this blessing of being able to worship Him, should I not use it in a way that is pleasing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the fourth pillar that they mention is that you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that He has given you. That you praise Allah for the blessings that He has given us. If someone gifts you something, if someone gives you a gift, and you take it but you don't say anything, you take it, you don't say thank you, you take it, you don't show any type of, you know, showing that this matters to you at all. You don't say to the person, thank you so much for giving this to me, you are a great person for giving this to me, I'm so happy you gave this to me. You don't say anything, you just take it. That person will think, well then you don't really care about this gift. I should give this gift to someone else. You don't, clearly don't appreciate it. You didn't even care enough to think about it, to say thank you for it. If this is the way of human beings, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us every blessing. Should we not thank Allah for the blessings that we have? Should we not constantly say Alhamdulillah? And so it's necessary that we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mention His blessings. And of course the caveat here, not to mention His blessings in front of people in a way that may cause jealousy, not to flaunt the blessings that Allah has given you in a way that is arrogant, but definitely the believer needs to mention the blessings of Allah, to say Alhamdulillah, to think about the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has given them. And Ibn Qayyim says, shukr to Allah implies manifesting the blessings of Allah upon us. So the heart witnesses these blessings and appreciates and loves Allah for it. The heart, when we speak in Islamic lexicon, the heart means your intellectual and your emotional faculties. So you recognize, you think about, you reflect over the blessings that Allah has given you. And this should increase your love of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we have to manifest our praise of Allah first ways through the heart. You think about it, you reflect upon it, and you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said second is through the tongue. The tongue should acknowledge and praise Allah for those blessings. And the third, he says, the limbs, your body should submit to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because of these blessings, I'm not going to do haram because Allah has given me all these blessings which I recognize. And realize in the Quran when Allah uses the word shukr, He uses it as an active verb. Allah expects us to do something as a part of our gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says, اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. Allah says, do work, O family of Dawood, in gratitude. Allah gave them blessings. Dawood was given the kingdom that is known till today, the kingdom of David. Allah gave Sulaiman powers that no one else had. اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Now work with your gratitude. Your gratitude should translate into actions. People think that it's enough to be thankful to say, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me this. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me that. This is lip service. Allah expects you to act with the gratitude that Allah that you should have towards Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. How few of my servants are shakur. How few of my servants are grateful. Now realize, shakir is mentioned and shakur is mentioned. And both of them have the same meaning. Both of them mean thankful. But shakur is the emphasized meaning. And some of the scholars, they said that shakir means to be thankful. But shakur is the one who is thankful even when he is deprived. When the person doesn't have, when Allah has taken things away from them, Allah has taken away their money or their job or their livelihood or their health, something's been taken away from them, and still they are thankful to Allah, they still remember what Allah has not taken from them. They said, this is the level of shakur. You've gone past shakir, because now you are remembering the blessings of Allah, even at a time where most people would forget. And one of the great examples of this was one of the people from Bani Israel, when he was walking, and he's walking on the street, and he passes by a man who is blind and paralyzed and poor and destitute on the street. And as he walks by this man, he hears the man say, Alhamdulillah alladhi faddalani ala kathirin min ibadihi. He says, Alhamdulillah, for the one who has preferred me over so many of his servants. And this causes the man who's walking by to stop dead in his tracks. And he turns around and he says, how can you say this? You're blind and most people can see. You're paralyzed and most people can walk. And you're poor, destitute, living on the street. Most people have shelter and homes. How can you say, how has Allah preferred you? And so we respond to him. He said, wayhak. He said, what's wrong with you? He said, إِنَ اللَّهَ جَعَلَ لِي لِسَانًا ذَاكِرًا. Allah gave me a tongue that remembers him. وَقَلْبًا خَاشِعًا. Allah gave me a heart that is conscious of him, that reveres him. وَفَضَّلَنِي تَفْضِيلًا. And in this way, Allah has given me tremendous favor. And this is something for us to think about, to have even gratitude of Allah Azza wa Jal, even when things have been taken away from us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards immensely those who are thankful. First, the pleasure of Allah, the validation of Allah Azza wa Jal, is with those who have gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرُضَهُ لَكُمْ. Allah says, if you are grateful, then Allah is pleased with you. So the more that we are grateful of Allah, the more we earn the love and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is that when you are thankful, there is no punishment. Punishment is removed and punishment is earned through ingratitude. Punishment is earned through ingratitude and punishment is removed when the person has gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives us the example of the people of Saba in the Quran, the people whom Allah gave them gardens and Allah gave them fruit. And he said, كُلُوا مِن رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ. Eat from the provisions of your Lord, but be grateful for him. And when they fell short of the gratitude, Allah turned their gardens, destroyed their gardens and turned the fruit bitter. Ingratitude destroys. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse, مَا يَفْعَلَ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What would Allah do? What does Allah gain by punishing you? إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. If you are thankful and you believe. Why will Allah punish you if you are thankful and you believe? What does Allah gain from it? I.e. Allah will not punish you if you are thankful and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you are thankful, third, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah has proclaimed in this verse, and this is a number of emphasis in this wording, وَلَإِنْ وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ. Indeed, your Lord has proclaimed, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are thankful, I will increase. وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And if you are ungrateful, if you disbelieve, then the punishment of Allah is severe. If you are thankful, Allah will increase for you. One of the Salaf said, if you feel like your blessings in your life are decreasing, then look at the state of your thankfulness to Allah. Because the more thankful you are to Allah, the more that Allah will increase for you. Your level of happiness, your level of contentment, your level of enjoyment with your blessings is tied to your ability to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And instead we live in a life where people complain all the time. Let me tell you that if you complain, Allah will give you plenty to complain about. And if you are thankful, Allah will give you plenty to be thankful about. How do you want to set up your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And one of the Salaf, Shuraih, he said that even in the musibah, even when you get the calamity, the tragedy in your life, there are still things that you should recognize the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in. He said, and مَا أَصَابَ عِنْدَ الْمُصِيبَةِ إِلَّا كَانَ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِيهَا ثَلَاثَ نِعْمٍ. He said, there's three types of blessings in every musibah. He said, number one, for the believer anyways. He said, أَنَّهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ فِي دِينِهِ. That it's not in their religion. If you're a mu'min and Allah has given you a musibah, it's not in your deen. Right? The worst musibah is you lose your deen, you lose your religion. If you're a believer and there's a musibah, then it's going to be something else. Right? If your child gets sick, if your wife gets sick, this is way less than if she loses her deen. Which is worse? So he says the first is that it's not in your deen. The second that he says, أَنَّهَا لَن تَكُنْ أَعْظَمُ مِمَّا كَانَتْ. He said that whatever it is less than what it could have been. It could have been way worse. Wallahi, anything that you face in your life, if you think about it, it could have been way worse. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us by reminding us of the difficulties that other people have faced. He said, وَأَنَّهَا لَا بُدَّ كَائِنًا مِمَّا كَانَتْ مَهْمَا كَانَتْ. He said that it was going to happen no matter what. The believer who believes in the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe that Allah Azza wa Jalla has decided everything in this dunya, then whatever tragedy happened to you, it was already going to happen. There was nothing you could have done to avert it. There was literally nothing you could have done, no choice you could have made that made it different. The believer understands this, he's like, these are three ni'am from Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is why even when the musibah comes, you say Alhamdulillah. Even when the difficulty comes, you say Alhamdulillah. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And if you do this, if you're constantly remembering the blessings of Allah, Allah will give you more. Allah will increase for you. But if we're constantly people who complain, I promise you Allah will give you plenty to complain about. And of the blessings that we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, you know, obviously the blessings that we should thank Him for are those that we cannot enumerate. But some of them for us to think about is first of all Islam, our guidance, our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِي لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. That Alhamdulillah, that Allah has guided us. And we would not be guided were not for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the guidance that Allah has given us is first and foremost the thing that we need to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. The second is our intellect, our understanding. Allah akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'a wa ja'ala lakum as-sam'a wal absara wal af'ida la'allakum tashkurun. Allah says that Allah extracted you from the wombs of your mother, you didn't know anything. And He is the one who gave you hearing and vision and intellect. Allah gave us the ability to think, Allah gave us consciousness, Allah gave us understanding. Why did He give us all of this? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. That you may be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third is the blessing of health. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَلُوا اللَّهِ الْعَافِيَةِ فَإِنَّ أَحَدًا لَمْ يُعْطَى بَعْدَ الْيَقِينَ خَيْرًا مِنَ الْعَافِيَةِ. He said, ask Allah for health. For indeed nobody has been given anything after yaqeen, i.e. after belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. No one has been given anything after belief in Allah greater than health in their bodies. And the Prophet sallallahu health in their lives. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نَعْمَتَانَ مَغْبُوبٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ أَسِّحَّ وَالْفَرَاقِ. He said, there's two types of luxuries that most people squander it. He said, what is it? He said, أَسِّحَّ, health and free time. And so these are great, amazing types of blessings that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us that we need to recognize and think about. And free time is one of them. How many people around the world need to work day and night to make ends meet? At least most of us can go home and have a few hours with our family before we have to go to work again. How many people don't have even that? Have to work 20 hours a day, sleep 4 hours, go back to work in order for them to feed their families. This is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we have free time. And fifth, something we don't think about often, but peace and security in our countries, in our lands, in our homes. Look at all the Muslims and the people around the world who are refugees, people who do not have peace and security. Look at our brothers and sisters in East Turkestan and China who are being, you know, put in concentration camps. Those of the Rohingya who have been faced with incredible types of punishment and torment in this dunya. People who have been robbed of peace and security. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sidbi, mu'afan fi jasadi, 'indahu quta yawmi, fa ka'annama huyizat lahu ad-dunya." That whoever wakes up feeling secure in their homes and has good health and possesses enough food for the day, enough provision for the day, it's as if all of the dunya has been given to this person. فأقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفروه إنه غفور رحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Inshallah, before we conclude, I just want to mention a number of tips about how we can practically help ourselves become more thankful. The first is to prevent ourselves from becoming greedy, always wanting more, always thinking that we are entitled for more. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَكُنْ قَنْعًا تَكُنْ أَشْكُرَ النَّاسِ. Be content and you will be the most thankful of the people. And so if we want to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is has nothing to do with ambition. You can have ambition, but not to be those who are constantly expecting more, entitled to more, not happy if they don't have more. That's not the way of the believer. You should be content with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has apportioned for you. The second is to be aware of your blessings. Be aware of the blessings that Allah has given you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Prophet Nuh, إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. He was a thankful servant of Allah. And the tafsir, it's mentioned in the hadith, but the hadith likely is weak, but it comes from Mujahid and from Ibn Abbas and from many of the Mufassirun, that they said that مَا لَبَسَ نُوح قَتْ إِلَّا وَحَمِدَ اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يَأْكُلْ قَتْ إِلَّا وَحَمِدَ اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يَشْرُبْ قَتْ إِلَّا وَحَمِدَ اللَّهِ. That Nuh never wore any clothes except that he said Alhamdulillah. He never ate a single morsel of food except that he said Alhamdulillah. He never drank any liquid except that he said Alhamdulillah. So he was consciously aware of the blessings of Allah, always thinking about the blessings of Allah, always asking himself, how has Allah blessed me? And thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third is to constantly look to those beneath you in terms of the dunya. You know, we live in a world where everything is geared to have you look your eyes, turn your eyes towards those who have more than you. You know, how much does this celebrity make? What does their home look like? How much does this athlete make? You know, look at this person. Look, Instagram is made for you to look at what other people have. Look at this person. Look at what this person has. Look what this person has. The Prophet ﷺ said, انظروا إلى من هو دونك ولا تنظر إلى من هو فوقك فإنه أجدر ألا تزدروا نعمة الله عليكم. He said, look always to those who have lesser than you. Don't look to those who have more than you. For this is more likely to prevent you from underestimating the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're constantly looking to, oh, this person drives this, and this person has this, and this person has that, then you underestimate what Allah has already given you. And there's already studies, by the way, that show that people who go on Instagram and things like that are always looking at these pictures of other people, they become more depressed. They become more depressed because of this. And there was a study done in a university in the United States where they took people who had depression and they made them do an exercise. And that exercise was every day they wrote down 10 things that they were grateful for. They did it for a month. And they found rapid changes in their health and in their state of depression. Significant changes. Even their cholesterol was improving. Just because of this, writing down 10 things they're grateful for every single day. And so always look to those who have lesser than you so that you do not underestimate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to make dua for Allah to help us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the dua of Prophet Sulaiman. وَقَدَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ. That, O Allah, enable me to be able to be grateful for the blessings that you have blessed me with. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companion, يَا مُعَاذْ إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ. He said, O Mu'adh, I love you. Then what did he say to Mu'adh? He said, Ya Mu'adh, do not let yourself end any salah. I.e. at the end of each salah, don't finish, except after you finish, you make the dua, Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. At the end of every prayer, when you finish the prayer, make sure you make this dua at the tail end, at the end of it. That you say, oh Allah, help me in terms of your worship and in terms of your thankfulness, to be thankful to you. Wa husni ibadatik, in your remembrance and in your thankfulness and the excellence of your worship. And fifth is to thank the people in your lives who have helped you in your lives. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يشكر الله من لا يشكر الناس. That they have not thanked Allah those who have not thanked the people. Anybody helps you in any manner, always make sure that you thank that person in whatever way that you are capable of doing so. And finally, realize that no matter how much we thank Allah Azza wa Jal, we can never fully thank Him. And it was narrated in some of the books that Dawood said to Allah Azza wa Jal, إِلَهِ كَيْفَ أَشْكُرُكَ وَشُكْرِي لَكَ نِعْمَةً تَسْتَحِقِ الشُّكْرِ. He said, oh Allah, how can I be grateful to you when my act of gratitude requires gratitude? How can I be thankful to you when me saying thank you requires a thankfulness? And in doing so, then there's an infinite need for me to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah responded to him, He said, الآن شكرتني. Now you have been grateful to me, i.e. this is the maximum level a human being can achieve. Recognizing that you are constantly in debt to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly in need of thanking Allah azza wa jal for the blessings that we have.
وبها نحن ارتقينا وصعدنا للعلا رحمة سيقت إلينا.